You are listening to Splinters of Jade, a Legend of the Five Rings actual play podcast. Today, we are playing The Beginner Box by Fantasy Flight Games. I'm your game master, Chris Garvey.
This is unacceptable!
The Crane Courtier, Doji Ren, is played by Brendan Thorson.
I guess I'm just too nervous.
Akoto Masako, a Lion Clan Bushi, is played by Steve Lanzo Bartolome.
That's only honorable.
And Buell Richardson is playing the Phoenix Clan Shugenja, Isawa Aki.
But would it not have been worse if it had fallen into the river?
It's the 20th year of the reign of the Divine Emperor Hantai the 38th. The Emerald Empire is having its own issues throughout the lands, but the new up-and-coming, not-quite-yet samurai from all of the seven great clans are gathering together for the Topaz Championship. It's an opportunity for them to show their skills and earn prestige, as well as become this year's Topaz Champion. Rokugani from all over travel the roads heading towards the city of Tsuma. And this is where we meet our three heroes, all from different clans, meeting together along the road. So we'll take a moment here. You can let your fellow young Rokugani know who you are as you're traveling.
I am Isawa Aki. It is a pleasure to meet you, Lion-ko, Crane-ko.
I think the proper... Sorry. Ko yeah. Usually means
female.
Girl.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
Okay. Well, that'll be taken out. Greetings, Isawa-san. I am Doji Ren of the Crane Clan.
I am Akoto Masako. I'm honored to meet you, Phoenix Crane.
It is a pleasure to meet you both.
Likewise, and I do a proper bow, but you also tell that I am not keeping my eyes off the lion.
As a good crane should.
Yes. Like,
who takes their eyes off lions?
They got big, sharp teeth.
Not yet. That's why I'm here at the championship.
As you're traveling down the road together, you're going along a riverbank.
Keeping the Phoenix between me and the crane.
You come across a peasant and an overturned cart. He's struggling to push that cart back upright, but it is blocking the roadway. You have the competition tomorrow and a bit of time.
It's only honorable. Step in, help him turn the cart back up.
I stand back and watch the lion perform a menial's task.
Do we have any Ashigaru with us?
No, it is just the three of you and this peasant. So you're just going to walk up to the peasant?
Well, yeah, I'm samurai, so walk up to the peasant, help him turn the cart over, continue on.
Oh, honored samurai, thank you! Thank you, 1,000 pardons!
I lift my kimono a little bit and just, now that the cart's by, walk on past.
Yeah, nod and continue past.
You're very welcome, peasant. Please do not hesitate to tell your lord of the aid we have given you.
Oh. Sadly, my master died some weeks ago. I'm bringing his personal effects to his brother-in-law, Doji Toshimoko.
Ah, crane peasant. It's a shame to hear of the death of Doji...
Toshimoko-sama. He was the head of the Kakita Dueling Academy in Tsuma.
Oh my, what a terrible loss. Please give my condolences to his brother-in-law.
Thank you, great samurai-san.
Look back at the lion and the crane with a look of, are you guys done?
I wait for the peasant to bow, and then I leave.
As you guys are headed out, there's a sudden gust of wind, and some of the papers and personal effects from the cart blow out. One of the sheets of paper flies directly in front of your face.
reach out to grab it.
As Isawa snatches it, you can read some of the writing on it.
I'm going to stop. Can I... God, do I have that skill? I haven't seen it. What would it be to just snatch it out of Isawa's hand? Skullduggery?
Yeah, you'll be doing it posing each other instead of me setting a TN.
Absolutely.
I think that would be like a fire. Direct ferocious action?
That would be for him.
It would be how his act. If his action was to be ferocious. It could also be an air if he's trying to do it gracefully.
I think...
Which is... things. I was just gracefully grabbing it.
Yeah. And I'm... quickly grab it. So far, I got an explosive success. Is that not... Oh, that's an opportunity to strive, so I'm going to keep the explosive success. All right, so I have explosive success, two opportunities, and three strife.
So I've got an opportunity. So he snacks it, but I catch a glimpse of something on there.
That is Crane Clan property. And I turn back. I fold the paper up. Actually, I look at the paper.
Roll my eyes.
On it, it reads, "You have often told me you are a better father to my child than I am. I can only hope the fortunes bless you or curse you with children of your own one day, that you could see the true challenges of fatherhood."
Oh, wait a minute. Was the paper open?
It was a full sheet of paper, just flittered through the air.
Okay, I just wanted to say, because if it was closed, I would not have opened it.
No. It was open. It was easily readable.
All right.
So you're keeping it?
No, I am folding it back up, going up to the peasant. Be careful with important papers, peasant.
A thousand pardons, Samurai-sama.
He takes the paper, puts it back with everything else. Picks up a stone from the side of the river, wipes it dry on his yukata, and places it up on top, just to weigh everything down.
As we get a little bit farther past, Ryo's, yes, I do understand that it is a Crane Clan document, but would it not have been worse if it had fallen into the river?
True.
And it was the Air Kami who brought it out. So therefore, your chastisement is unfounded and premature to know what would have happened.
It did look like you were about to read it.
I had not even fully gotten it out of the air. And I had reached for it
to make sure
it didn't fall farther.
If it was an insensitive crane document, I could not let sensitive crane documents fall in the hands of anybody but a crane.
So in other words, if it was a sensitive crane document, a peasant taking it to another crane is allowable, but a samurai...
If it is a crane, a peasant...
Whether it is a crane peasant, a crab peasant, or a lion peasant, it is still a peasant. Valuable documentation like that is not carried by peasants. It would be a courtier of your clan.
Very well.
Apology accepted.
Shall we continue?
Yes.
Continue on to the city of Tsuma, and the screen fades to a black. Unsurprisingly, the city of Tsuma is busy with activity when you arrive. You see samurai with mons from all over Rokugan. You see the crimson of scorpions, the green of dragons, orange of phoenix, purple of unicorn, dark blue of crab, the light blue of crane, and the yellow of lion. You even see some of the minor clans walking about. You've all taken up residence at the House of the Laughing Carp in the center of the city. You're there with other samurai that are here for the Topaz Championship. It is a tea house and inn. As you step into the courtyard, a loud voice catches your attention. This is unacceptable! A tall, lean man's there with an unfamiliar family crest, and it's a mark of a minor clan. He's clearly in an argument with the innkeeper. The peasant woman who runs the inn, she's completely implacable and just faces back at the minor clan samurai.
Forgive me, honored samurai. All my rooms are spoken for. If I should give a room to you, I must displace another samurai, one who has made arrangements in advance. Perhaps you could try another boarding house in the village.
They're all full.
At this point, the innkeeper has noticed you and turns away from this other samurai.
Honored guests, welcome. Your rooms are waiting.
Can I get a description of the samurai, the minor clan samurai?
Yeah. So he is tall and lean. I mean, his kimono is still dusty from walking on the road, so he's just arrived. He's wearing kind of a sea green color, and as I said, unfamiliar crest to you guys.
Can you describe the crest?
It looks kind of like a mantis.
I would like to roll a culture to be, unless it requires a check. I would like to try and see if I've recognized the crest before.
Definitely.
For my best way I get it, it would be culture. And I believe it would be either, I don't know, what ring do you think it would be?
How are you trying to analyze it?
Straight up memory.
And yes, definitely a culture check is what this would be. And it's going to be a TN2.
Yeah, but what ring do you think? I'd have to look at the book again.
Perceptive is water.
Yeah, but probably I'm not perceiving it, because I can see it.
Stay right. Grounded and thorough would be earth. If you're systematically going through all the clans that you know of.
I think it would be air ring, as if I remember.
Which is graceful, cunning, and precise. So that probably was closer. No. Actually, I think the back also gets some other ideas.
The back of the book has a better list. I'm going to dump your dice here.
I'm really saying it because I want to roll earring.
Yeah, it's spinning those. That's not where it...
It's not. Observe an interesting detail. So, yeah, earring.
That's actually ways of spinning the advantage.
I know.
But, yeah.
All right.
Something I can legitimize.
It's a TN2?
Yes. So you need at least two successes.
Yeah. All right. So taking... So far I got an explosive success, strife, success, and another opportunity. I'm going... Since I'm keeping the explosive success... See what that is. I will not be keeping that die. Never mind. So, yeah, I got a 2 and an opportunity.
All right. You recognized that it's the minor clan, the Mantis, who hail from the islands of Silk and Spice. They're sea traders and generally not going to be coming to a place like the Topaz Championship. This is generally an area for the major clans.
But you did say there are other minor clans that we recognize here.
In the city, yes. The way he's talking as though he's a competitor.
Ah. So as after the innkeep bows, like,
thank you. I wish to go to my room so I can freshen up. Can you show me the way, please?
Yes. If you go up the stairs, it'll be the second one on the right.
Slight nod of the head. Go up the stairs. Purposely ignoring the samurai who is definitely not keeping his face on.
No.
Just go up. Go into room. Set down my gear.
While you're in your room, you're still hearing him yelling and berating her, and clearly getting more hostile with each moment. And the two of you are still down there with him.
Samurai-kun, if I may. Clearly, there are no rooms left in this inn. You should accept that and find dwelling elsewhere.
What, do you mean just because I'm from a minor clan? Some arbitrary statement?
How long ago did you make arrangements for a room, Samurai-kun?
Notification should have come here months ago.
He's getting more agitated. He's starting to take it as a slight.
Then you need to find out where the courier went.
How could I manipulate the hostess to tell me, like, if there is who is staying here? And, well, not who is staying here, but what clans are staying here?
That'll be a courtesy water.
Courtesy water.
TN2.
Wow, that's nice. A nice one. Keep the success and the explosive success, and I'm going to go ahead and, since I'm keeping it, explode. No. Not keeping that one. It's like I already made the TN, so it's like, why am I keeping one of the strife on it? I'm already at 4 out of 6 strife.
Ooh, yes.
Alright, so there is,
on my list, I've got Crane Clan Kakita, Kikita Riku, and then there's Bayushi Meilin, Minamoto Hinata, Moto, forgive me, unicorn names, Moto Batra Bat Bayar. Yasuki Jun, Kitsu Tsubara.
So how?
But I have no mantis on my list.
So how could I manipulate it to get the Yasuki kind of taken off the list? It's like I was thinking of going for the Scorpion, like, nope, Yasuki.
No.
That's impossible.
That's impossible.
You're not going to be able to boot one of the Great Clan
but
off of the list.
So want to, though.
The question is it a Crane Yasuki or is it a Crab Yasuki?
I assume it's Crab, since I believe the Crane Yasuki changed their name.
It's a crab.
Yeah. But no, it's the crane and the crab are both Yasuki.
It's quite impossible to have any of them leave. You are the last to arrive, Samurai Samas. I mean, if you wished, you could share a room with him, but...
I'm gonna take a good look. Does he look clean, or does he look like he doesn't take care of himself too well?
Clearly, he's used to being out on the sea. He's a little unkept. He's still dusty from the road. You guys took at least the moment to dust off before going in, keeping yourself presentable.
All right. Well, then I will look at him. You are welcome to share my room, but I do request that you pay a visit to the bathhouse before you enter.
All right. Do a courtesy earth, TN1. Okay. Just to see if this calms him down, because he's pretty irate.
All right. Earth is my lowest ring.
You just need one success.
You know, just need one.
You say that.
Okay. And you get that.
Okay, I got one success, because I can only keep one dice.
Yes.
And that's what I'm going for. I don't want to take another strife. Because I thought there was like abilities to remove strafe, like between scenes or doing something. I don't see it on my character sheet.
I think between scenes you lose half your strife.
No, the only thing I read about for losing strife was once you exceeded your composure, you lose all strife. But we can do that later.
Yeah, this was in the beta, so. It's like you had like this kind of some sort of advantage or what you would call it, and you could do it and like, oh, that relaxes you and you remove a certain amount of strife.
Yeah.
At the end of each scene, the character removes any strife in excess of half their composure.
Oh, excess. It's excess half. So never mind.
Excess half, yes.
Yeah. So, okay. Thank you, Steve.
go, beneficial rules lawyer.
Very well. Put my stuff in the room and then make my way to the bathhouse.
I will glare at the nearest peasant.
The innkeeper?
Is she the nearest peasant?
She's right there next to you.
Yes, and I will look at her. Just look.
Which ones are our rooms?
I gesture.
Sorry, Samurai-sama. Your room is the very last one in the hallway. The very end. And your room, Honorable Lion Samurai, is directly across from Asawa Sama's.
I continue to look at her, kind of take a slight glance at the Mantis Samurai's gear or whatever else he has.
Okay, and here when I thought the crane weren't totally useless, roll my eyes, pick up my stuff, go to my room.
It's like I'm not handling another samurai's item, so I just like kind of look at her like, are you just gonna pick that up or not?
Daisuke, come here and grab the stuff.
Sun runs over, grabs the bag, and takes it, following behind you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that Mantis Samurai was quite rude. I think Asawa had the right idea. Too bad for Doji having to bed with that brutish boar. Probably snores loud enough to wake the dead. Oh, who am I? Well, that would be telling, wouldn't it? Those questions are best not asked. As for what you can call me, well, Kuroko will do for now. I will be passing off information of these young samurai-to-be and anyone else I believe you may find interesting. Now, this information is for your ears only, so feel free to share it on social media. You can find us on Twitter at SojPodRPG, that's SojPodRPG. Or our Facebook page, Splinters of Jade. Like us and tell me how well I'm doing in an iTunes review. You can find Chris, our GM, on Twitter at Chris the GM. You can find Steve, who plays Akodo, on twitch.tv/Lanzlo. You can find Bren, who plays Doji Ren, on Twitter at Copper Credit. Buell isn't available as of now, but keep checking. Episodes will drop every other Tuesday on Podbean and your podcatcher of choice. All that said, let me show you how well our young samurai-to-be handle the supernatural.
You are all aroused from your sleep. The mantis samurai is still laying there, snoring away. But that is not what woke you. You're not really sure why, but you notice that from the courtyard, there's a light shining through the paper screen doors. Out there, you see a stern-faced old man kneeling by one of the formal tea sets. The moonlight is shimmering off their blue and emerald silk kimono. Any gestures for you to come to him?
Pop on the robes.
Yeah.
And go out. Bow.
Sit by me. Who will pour the tea?
I don't think tea ceremony is actually a skill.
It's under meditation.
Performance. In this case.
Performance.
Yes. In this case, it will be performance. You seem to recognize this individual, and you realize that it's Doji Satsumi, the dead Emerald Champion.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Sixth Sense comes into play.
Yes.
I guess, would it be a check to, because I have a performance.
It'll be a TN1 void.
All right, that's...
So you're picking up the T set.
Mm-hmm. Just a sec. Intimidating behavior that others merely ignore leaves an impression. I don't think my dangerous allure advantage would help me in this, would it?
No.
I guess I'm just too nervous.
As he starts to botch... It, I will step in to aid him. And will my sixth sense come into effect on this? Because we are dealing with, is he going for the dead?
No.
Okay. So.
No, it's just a pure skill void of pouring it.
Let's see. So I will explode that die. I'll explode that die. And yeah, I will keep. So, 3 success, and yes, 3 strife. Okay. No. Let me do that for you, Doji-san.
Yeah.
And I take the tea, perform the ceremony beautifully, pour for the spirit first. Then I will pour for the Doji. Then I'll pour for the Akodo. And of course, last for myself. Since the Doji can't do
one, three, yeah. Straight in. Oh, you got one? Cool.
So for the living Doji, you started to pour, you could sense a bit of displeasure, and that's where your sixth sense came in. You could sense that, and you started to feel a bit of a chill in the air.
I'm dealing with a ghost. I was like, holy crap. But this is Shugenja stuff, like Shugenja. Just Shugenja.
Yes. The moment the Asawa takes over, that chill goes away, and you see Doji Satsumi smile. at the quality of how you're pouring. It's just, and in fact, the air goes from a chill to a comfortable warmth.
Slight release of breath, not audible.
What are you? He takes the tea.
To what do we owe this honor, Doji-sama?
There is something that will happen at this Topaz Championship. And I want you to ensure that that young mantis, Hitoshi, that rooms with my clansmen, survive. I want to see that he becomes a samurai worthy of his father.
It is our honor to do this duty that you have given unto us.
Yes, Doji-sama.
Then you have my thanks. May Lady Doji favor you with eloquence and the courage in your task.
Your vision's blocked momentarily by the cup as you take another sip. When you lower the cup again, the spirit is gone, and it is just the three of you. The teapot in front of you, which once was steaming, is now cold. The tea in your cups is also cold.
Set the cup down. It seems that we have been given a very important task.
It has, yes.
Have you found out anything more from your new roommate?
I have not had a chance to discuss anything with him.
We must figure out who his father is. If Doji-sama wishes him to measure up to his father.
I will do my best.
That is logical. And as such, I shall keep an eye on him. Ward him from threats from without.
I think both of you will definitely be able to do that very well.
Play to our strengths.
Yes. I will keep my senses out for the supernatural.
And play to yours, yes.
I will talk with the Kami as I can. See what they have to say on this. Very interesting.
To say the least, yes.
Is there a tray? Like the tea?
The tea set was on a tray, yes.
Because I'll make sure everything is put back on the tray.
You notice that the fourth cup on that tray was empty the entire time. Even though you poured the tea.
Ghosts must like their tea.
I wouldn't know. I'm not a ghost yet.
Go ahead and do a theology void. Since we're dealing with kind of the spirit realm and kind of the unknown. This is going to be a TN1.
So, I'm assuming my sixth sense will come into effect on this one.
Yes, you have sixth sense abilities with this one.
Which ones do I want to keep? Well, I will keep my success and strife, and I will keep an opportunity.
Are you going to roll the explosion?
Roll the explosion?
Yes. I will.
Well, no matter.
So, I succeed, I gain a strife, and I have an opportunity.
So, you'll notice that there are some very, very dry tea leaves on the empty cup. And just something about the positioning of them. You know, you're not much of a oracle. You don't do a lot of tea leaf reading. But something is just kind of nagging in the back of your mind about that letter you read earlier in the day.
Or the part that I saw of it. I didn't get a chance to read it. That was him.
Yes.
So, Doji-san, what was in that letter that was read? Something in there is important to what we have going on here.
I will give it to you here so you can read it back.
Yeah, did it have an address?
It only had names.
I mean, well, that's what I mean. Who was the letter being sent to? Like, I believe it was his brother.
Brother-in-law.
Ooh. The Heinen was bringing it to the brother-in-law.
And the brother-in-law was Kakita Toshimoko.
Kakita Toshimoko.
Which I have to forget what I know about him as a player, because my character wouldn't.
Yes.
I'm starting to remember who he is.
Oh, yeah. I remember who Kakita Toshimoko is.
Pass it over. It's bottom right-hand corner. You can read it back to everybody.
Bottom right.
I don't have to forget anything.
You have often told me you're a better father to my children than I am. I can only hope the fortunes bless you or curse you with children of your own one day that could see the true challenges of fatherhood. Okay. Ooh, boy.
As a player, I think I know where this is going.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, I don't have sentiment, but let's see. Yeah, I'm kind of curious of this Mantis Samurai now. So yes. In the next scene, I'm definitely going to try be there when he wakes and have a good talk with him.
So you guys are going to go back to bed?
Does the tea set look like it was from the inn?
Yes. It's one of the fine tea sets, because this is a tea house as well.
Yeah. So I will make sure that I will bring back the tea set inside, and I will actually clean it up properly, because it is a nice tea set. Also, I don't want anyone else knowing that something odd happened last night. Just us. And if there was a used tea set, somebody would know something.
Yes.
I will see you two in the morning, then?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you shall.
May the rest of your night be restful and uneventful.
I'm going to kind of... What time of night is it?
It's probably around 3 or 4 a.m. That kind of hauntingly silent time.
So dawn will be in, like, 3 hours or so?
More or less.
2 to 3 hours.
I'm going to stay awake and, you know, basically examine the samurai's features and see if I can't, you know, see, like, more, like, his face. Does it look like a Kakita?
We'll deal with that in a moment. I just want to see what other people are doing here.
I'm
going to sleep.
Yeah. I'm going to head... Back to bed. Basically, go back into my room. Going to sit and try to recall what I saw of the samurai. Recall what I know of Kakita Toshimoko. And what I know of his brother-in-law.
Splinters of Jade is a work of fiction and uses the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game's 5th edition rules by Fantasy Flight Games. Splinters of Jade is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games. Our music is by Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud and Bandcamp, as well as on his website, darrencurtismusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nick's Animalia. Audio engineering and editing was done by Brendan Thorson. and thank you for listening.